The Holy Father, in his address to the assembled congregation in Rome, spoke of three essential elements in a synod: meeting, listening, and discerning. In a synod, one walks together. That means we meet one another, we listen to one another, and we discern what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us or wants to tell us. Christ intended the church to be inclusive. We need to walk together, leaving no one behind. We need to listen to each other, especially those on the periphery, especially those in difficulties, especially those who are sick, especially those who are suffering, and even those who have left the church. Listening, the Holy Father reminded us, is much more than just hearing. The synodal process is meant to reform the church by discerning what is it that ails the church. This we will discover by listening. Hence the need, friends, to listen even those who have left the church or those who are thinking of leaving the church. They will have a story to tell which might make us reflect. What ails the church? Clericalism has affected the church. We are a clergy-dominated church. Discrimination against women has affected the church, where women are not given the rightful place in society and the church. Lack of protection of minors has affected the church. We must put into practice safeguarding processes in our parishes, schools and institutions. Oppressions of Dalits has affected the church. Rejection of migrants has affected the church. Xenophobic with our own people. Inadequate concern for climate change has affected the church. Lack of importance given to youth has affected the church. Our vocation, yours and mine, we are called to build the kingdom of God. And all I mentioned so far are counter-kingdom values. Pope Francis calls us, invites us to make a beginning, to become a listening church, a serving church, a humble church, a church where all belong to in communion, a church in which all participate according to their capacity, a church where all go in mission, different according to our own formation, environment, according to our calling.